If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out of pocket costs. Learn more at UH1.com.
Hi, I'm Jules Von Hepp.
Hello, I'm Sarah Powell.
And welcome to Wobble, a podcast about happiness and body confidence.
Because we all wobble.
Oh, well, hi, hello.
Hello there.
Welcome.
Oh, well, hi. Oh my gosh, we're back. Here we are, a shiny brand new Wobble Series 3. It is so lovely to have you with us.
Oh, it's divine.
And we thought what might be really nice for the very first episode of Series 3 is a little bit of a recap and a revisit, because it's been almost a year. It's been almost a year since Jules and I launched Wobble and did that very first episode where we were kind of talking about what makes us wobble and why we wanted to do this. And so much has happened and so much has changed. And we've done, I mean, so many episodes. We've spoken to so many different people. So we thought it might just be nice to, you know, check in,
but
actually.
Well, we also wanted to use this because Wobble is, as we've said many times before, is just one of these assets that you can keep dipping back into.
Yes.
And I definitely have kept dipping back into Wobble, and different episodes stand out to me for different things. And we wanted to say what we've learned along the way,
yes,
as well as we're really curious to know what you've learned from Wobble.
Yeah.
So please have a little think.
Yeah,
if you've got excited that we're back, like, and let us know, because there's been incredible guests. I mean, every guest has been incredible, but there's been some really standout things that's totally like changed the way that I definitely see my life.
I would say, and I know exactly as you've just have, it sounds dramatic, but Wobble has changed me.
100%,
and Wobble has changed me. It's changed the way I think. It's changed the way I behave. It's changed the way I create. It's changed the way I kind of speak to myself. And I think that something that's come up time and time again, no matter who we're kind of speaking to, is self-compassion. And I feel like that is something that has really, that's been the biggest difference for me in the way that I talk to myself.
In terms of self-compassion, define that.
Well, so self-compassion is being kind to yourself. And I think it kind of encompasses self-love and self-care and all those kinds of things. But I mean, it's really funny because I was thinking about this morning, on a personal level, my own sort of personal voyage, if you like, of discovery around self-compassion. Doing Wobble, first of all, made me realise I didn't have that much self-compassion for myself. I was I was somebody who's always been quite hard on themselves. I've always had a lot of perfection dramas and things like that, because I've always viewed things as being quite black and white. You know, things are good or they're bad. I've done well or I've had a bad day. There's not much in between. I don't really forgive myself, or I didn't used to. And I think that through my own kind of, through listening to Wobble, and I always remember Gina Swire, for example. That's one of those episodes that I've certainly come back to a lot, and things come back to me, you know, from that, because she's all about self-love, and that's kind of where she places all of her kind of focus of her work. And that idea, I think that idea was kind of new to me at that point. I've sort of heard about self-love, you know, you see a lot of Pinterest quotes and things like that going, just love yourself, babes. And it's like, well, what does it mean, actually? What does it mean and how does it look? And I feel like I've sort of spent a long time personally finding out what self-compassion and being kind to myself and not being too hard on myself looks like. And ultimately, that's out of that was where self-celebration came. So, I mean, this Wobbles changed. Not only has it changed kind of the way I think and the way I feel about myself, it's changed, literally has changed my life and my career, which is kind of, and it's weird because I hadn't really put that together until this morning when I was really thinking about our episode and things that we wanted to talk about. And I was like, oh my God, wow. Because I'll just tell this story. Last year, Lucy Sheridan, and obviously we're going to talk about that episode with Lucy Sheridan because it was huge. And people, I don't know about you, people always mention it to me, that particular episode, that really kind of resonated with them particularly. And I knew Lucy a little bit before. We both did.
Mm. I didn't.
Oh, no, you didn't, did you?
I hadn't met Lucy at all.
I'd met Lucy at a couple of events and we had a couple of mutual friends. And that day that she came and recorded the episode of Wobble, I was quite low at that point. I'd had this kind of almost like a year of soul searching. I'd got out of radio and TV, which had always been my thing. That had been my career for over 10 years. And I was done with that. And that had kind of finished. And I was really kind of, I spent this sort of year almost like in the wilderness going, well, what's my thing?
I remember.
What am I meant to be doing? And it was bloody tough. It was a really difficult time. Like, you think it's going to be the best thing ever to go, woo, yeah, I've got all this time to just do my thing and find out what I'm meant to be doing. And it was really hard. And I had this big identity crisis that it was, you know, it was a bit messy. And when we recorded with Lucy, which I think was last March, it was probably like this time last year, we recorded with Lucy and Lucy and I went for lunch afterwards. And I was and that's, you know, just what I've told you. That's what I was saying to her. I was like, I just don't know what I'm meant to be doing. Like, I just don't know what it looks like. And over that conversation, we came up with this idea of celebrating who you are and pulling in all those things that I'd been thinking about and investigating and learning about for the past couple of years and just really kind of got them. And you know when all the lights go on. You know when you have that idea and you have that moment and everything just slots into place and it feels really comfortable. And then I actually work with Lucy because Lucy, she does obviously a lot of comparison coaching, but she actually does a lot of business coaching and brand coaching and things like that. So I started working with Lucy and then launched the business, launched Celebrate Yourself, which launched in October. And just the response has been absolutely amazing. And I have never in my life, I've never felt like I was doing me and doing the thing that I was meant to be doing as much as now. Do you know what I mean? I'm like, this is what I'm meant to be doing. I am meant to be, you know, talking about how people can be kinder to themselves, talking about how to celebrate yourself a bit more, how to appreciate all the amazing little tiny things that you do every single day, like filling your water bottle up or making sure you had lunch or getting up or getting dressed or whatever it is. The online classrooms, I've done two so far. They've just been unbelievable. They've been incredible. And I do have another one, which if you follow me at this Sarah Powell, then yeah, you'll know about it.
Yeah.
So I'm going to do another one. But it has just been the idea of doing workshops and talking and as well as all the wedding ceremonies that I obviously do. It's just, I mean, it's incredible, actually. And that is has happened in the same amount of time that kind of we've been doing Wobbles. So yeah, it's an amazing thing to look back on, actually.
I think, well, I remember we have both said it before where we have said Wobble quite literally has changed us.
Yes, yeah.
Because it opened up a world that you and I didn't really know too much about.
We liked it. We liked had an eye it. On it. We could see it through the glass.
And you refer to things, Sarah refers to things as unpacking.
Yeah.
So you take the thought out of the brain and you unfold it all out and you unpack it with someone. And you and I we liked unpacking, but we didn't really have people around us to unpack with.
Yeah.
And so when Wobble started, and obviously we did it because from Jules and Sarah, we were having this constant messages in saying, oh my God, like you're making us feel better. I'm having this, you know, I'm having anxiety. I feel depressed. And we wanted to create a completely safe space where we went on this journey with you. But neither of us expected that Wobble would totally open up a world that we both really like.
Yes.
And it's this, I think there's this thing where you and I both want to make other people feel great.
Yeah.
Definitely I have that through Isle of Paradise and through the Body Confidence, but Wobble allowed me to really dive into that much more. And I think Wobble, for me, taught me how to nip things in the bud. So the little, I suffer quite badly with the monkey in my brain that tells me I'm not good enough, or a comparison, which is Lucy Sheridan, or self-love. And it made me work out in my day-to-day life of things that are self-love. So like tanning is a form of self-love because you're doing something for yourself. Cooking a nice meal is a form of self-love.
Yeah.
And it can be the smallest little things that you do that actually ultimately change such a big thing. Episodes like Bryony Gordon, somebody who I massively look up to. I remember recording that episode and just literally looking at her and thinking, oh my God, this is like profound stuff that's coming out. And I think, you know, we're really lucky to actually meet these really cool people. But idolizing them and then, like, she just taught me to just not care. Like, Liv Purvis, you will hear within this series, talks about the shepherd's pie moment. And it's so true that Bryony Gordon talks about. If you don't know what I'm talking about, go and listen to that episode because it just, that moment for me was a big click.
Yes.
Of just this thought process going, what am I doing?
Because she had this moment, didn't she? She was in, it was Saturday night, she was with her daughter, her husband was making shepherd's pie, and she was like, oh, I'm so bored.
I just want to go out. Why am I not out? Why am I not out? And then she said, well, if you'd have said that to me at 26, I was sat on a sofa with my daughter while my husband's cooking shepherd's pie, I'd have been like, oh my God, that's amazing.
Yeah.
And she just took a reality check.
Yeah, that it's actually, that's what you wanted.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
I want to mention Gina Swire again.
Yes.
Because Gina, the lovely thing about Gina is neither of us knew her before Wobble. I didn't follow her or anything. And she came through a friend of a friend who said, this woman's fantastic. You should think
and
about
I haven't met her in the flesh.
No, well, neither of us have, mainly because she's in Bali.
Yes.
And we can't get ourselves in there. But she does come back, actually. And I think she's doing UK retreats and things like that. So really, Gina's an amazing person to follow. Gina was amazing because Gina sort of talked a lot about manifesting and a lot about coming back to what you really want, because it's very easy to get caught up and go, well, I wanted that and I want that and I think I want that and I think I want that. And as I remember when I was doing the presenting, when I was in TV and radio, I thought that what I really wanted was to be on TV all the time. And really, probably, if I'm honest, to be famous. That's what I want. Got quite tunnel visioned about it and really lost sight of anything around that. That was the goal, and every day it was like, why am I not there? Why haven't I got that? Why has that person got that? Why is it not happening for me? Forgetting that it's probably, forgetting to investigate whether it was what I wanted or not, because that's not what I wanted at all. And for me, that moment with Gina was amazing, because Gina really talks about getting clear on what you want, then visualizing it. That power of visualizing and that power of manifestation, right? And you can do that with, she talks about vision boards. Gina's got loads of great techniques for how that works. Mm. But my word, does it work? And it's very easy when you're when we were talking to her to dismiss that as a bit woo-woo. Do you know what I mean? It's very easy to go, yeah, manifesting. Woo, yeah, I'm manifesting. But actually, it's really powerful.
And also, Gina talking about it pushed me to show, like, to do it every month on Instagram.
Yes.
And show what I'm manifesting and talk about that.
And get clear for yourself. That forces you to be really clear as well.
Like, Wobble has definitely made me realize, like, who I am to my core.
Yes.
And it made me actually be proud of who I am and know that every little thing, every little trigger or something that makes me sad or comparison or how I view my body and how I feel is all me.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
You're part of one whole thing.
Yeah.
You don't get to choose the bits.
I feel like we both listen back and it's definitely made me more compassionate as a human being.
Yeah. Well, I think the lovely thing is meeting all the guests that we've had on Wobble, but actually the lovely feedback that we've had from you, dear listener, and actually you sharing your experiences with us, it makes you realise that we're all kind of the same. You know, it might look different. We might all have different worries, different wobbles, but we've all got them. And I think that there's something really amazing about having a place. And I know Liv Purvis, who's coming up on this series, you know, she created the Insecure Girls Club. And she sort of talks about the same thing, really. Mm. And it's so... And that's helped me. That has helped me as a person to go, oh my gosh, it is not just me. It's not just me who worries that they're failing. And it's not just me who doesn't see themselves as successful or whose mood can change about their body from day to day to day. And that's something else that I think I've really learned about Wobble. We are all a work in progress.
Oh, totally.
We are all constantly changing, evolving. Some days we're tired. Some days we can go out and be fabulous all day. The next day we need to lie down. Do you know what I mean? Everything's changing.
And triggers happen left, right, and centre.
Oh, my gosh. And things that didn't trigger you at one point trigger you now and vice versa. You know, things that used to be huge issues have actually... It's really good, actually, to look back and go, wow, I don't worry about that anymore. Do you know what I mean? It's not to say that one day it won't come back, but it is a lovely thing, actually, to sit here a year on from when we started Wobble and revisit that sort of time.
I think what's been really nice, because each episode brings different qualities and traits. Like Lorna Lux was an episode for me, and we had a really lovely message from a teacher who said that she was playing Wobble in schools and to young girls and saying it's okay to talk about everything. And that's something that, you know, I've learned from doing Wobble, is that it is okay to not be okay. And it is okay to have a wobble. And it is okay to talk about it. Because that's why you and I both really lent into this, was because we've both been through different troubles. And you can hear about our troubles in episode one of Wobble. And having these people and having different people who we know through the industry or we haven't met or people that have come into our lives, everyone has their own stuff.
Yeah.
And like Nadine, who you would view as an incredibly successful boss bitch.
This is Nadine Baggett.
Nadine Baggett. And she is an incredible, inspiring person to listen to, but has her insecurities around her dad and the family. And like, there was lots behind the scenes there. And it just shows you that everyone has that.
Yeah. And I often think of Nicola Joss's episode. I think of Nicola a lot. I mean, I think of Nicola every single night when I'm touching my own face, to be honest. I think of Nicola. Nicola, if you missed this one, Nicola's a phenomenal facialist. Like, but actually...
Who I assisted.
Yeah.
She's like Mother Earth.
Yes,
as it were. She's like Mother Earth.
Incredible touch in this incredible way. And I think of her and Lauren, Lauren Girl versus Cancer, Lauren Mahon, who came on. And they both, you know, obviously Lauren's had cancer. And also Nicola was really open about an awful time when she was incredibly ill, really, really poorly. And the way they both talked about it in a grateful sense, do you know what I mean? It was, I just think that was such a profound moment of going, wow, I've never been ill, thank God. Yeah, I'm healthy. To be able to look back in the way that those both did and go, you know, I'm really grateful that that happened in a way, and it's really stopped me stressing over the small stuff, and it's really, you know, allowed me to be more present and things like that. I mean, that had a huge impact on me.
But also I think it's sometimes we can't see the wood for the trees.
Oh, of course.
And when things like this happen to us, and Wobble is definitely one of those podcasts that shows that it all has happened to us along the way, things always do come good. in the end. Things always work themselves out. And actually, like, the clouds shift and the trees move and the answer is there. And it might have been in front of you all the time, but it just is one of those things where, I mean, wobble definitely is not what I thought it was going to be when we started it.
No.
And I didn't think it would have this huge effect that it has had. Like, I love underline in bold, helping people with their body. I love talking about self-help. I love being within this arena. And I feel like when Danielle Pisa and I did Form and Lucy Sheridan was there, and it was this event that I never, ever, ever thought I'd put on. But
it was a one day.
It was a one day body confidence and happiness event. And hopefully we will be doing more. But it was just to dip the toe in the water. And my business partner actually said to me, he said, I feel like all these years of spray tanning and all these years of Isle of Paradise have actually led you to this moment.
Completely. Absolutely.
And it was like this whole like, oh my God, here it is.
Yeah. Toting.
This is what I'm supposed to be doing.
Yeah, it's lovely, isn't it? And it's really important to remember that. And I suppose that's what I wanted to say what had happened to me, particularly in the last year around wobble, because you've got to trust the process, which can be really painful sometimes, because things might not be happening as quickly as you thought they would. You might feel like you're not in the right direction. You might feel like you're stuck. That's how it was for me anyway. So to get to this point now, just like you've said, and look back and go, oh, that's what was happening. That's how it was navigating. That's how it was finding through. And just keep coming back to what you enjoy or what you like or what's the thing. Do you know what I mean? And it doesn't even have to be the thing that makes you money. Do you know what I mean? Let's not get confused about that. You might have something that you do that creates your income, and then you might have something that's a real passion that really fulfills you, and then that kind of has an impact on every other area of your life because you love doing that thing. And I think coming back to that, that's something that I've learn a lot, because that's what happened to me. I was like, I love talking to people and I love the idea of sort of people being kinder to themselves. And that's what I ran with. And that's how I kind of got to this point, which I mean, I can't believe I'm sat here. You know, a year ago, this didn't exist. A year ago, celebrate yourself and sort of my idea of self-celebration didn't really exist. And now here it is, and it's fully formed and it's going and it's happening and it's out there in the world. So yeah, trust the process. You know, if you're listening to this now and you feel a bit stuck, perhaps go back and listen to those episodes of Wobble. I mean, obviously we're at the brand new series. We're at the start of a brand new series of Wobble 3. So there's loads of amazing stuff, loads of incredible chats on the way. But yeah, if you need to go back, and please, God, just be kind to yourself. Just be kind
to yourself.
Give yourself a hug. Yeah, around everything.
So, I mean, season 3 is full of incredible, incredible guests from all walks of life who maybe from the outside you might deem as super successful, but actually behind the curtain, just like we always say, we all wobble.
Yes.
In between each episode, you will have a week so you can dive back into that back catalogue. And advice that Sarah always gives, and I really stand true to it, is listen to an episode more than once, because things will speak to you at different times when you need them, and advice is there, different advice in different episodes hidden away, and you might miss something. Always listen back, because even though I'm one half of this duo, I still listen back to Wobble, because it might be a question that I ask, but the way somebody answers it, I forget their answer. So it's just something that keeps reading.
It is, because something that you might not have needed to hear last time you listened, you might really need now.
Exactly.
And it might really connect with you. So look, we are so, so excited to have you. So please do like, do subscribe, do comment. It really, really helps us if you comment and you leave a review.
We love a review. Actually, we love stars.
Yes, it's really helpful for other people finding it as well. So yes, please do. Always get in touch. I'm at this Sarah Powell.
And I'm at Jules Von Hepp.
And we will see you very soon for our first guest in the new series of Wobble.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.